Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good afternoon and welcome to Angel Antics. This is one of your hosts, Eileen Powers, and our other beautiful host is DC Love. Hi, DC.
Hey, Eileen. So glad to be here, Twisted Sister.
Oh, me too. I'm having a beautiful summer. Been spending some time with family, and it has just been an awesome time. It's just beautiful energy I've been sharing here, finding really, you know, some time to relax, some time, you know, looking for actually a new job, and, you know, spending some time with Divine, too, and that's been really good for me. I'm very excited. I wanted to tell you about something I'm looking forward to this weekend. And that is, it's called the Oregon Country Fair. And I'm going to be heading out to the fairgrounds this weekend. My sister and niece are coming up from, you know, are going to be here. All of us from California. And my two nephews work at the fair. And my nephew and hopefully my son and his beautiful girlfriend will come down, and we're going to kind of have a family day. And I'm going to be doing some strolling readings around the country fair. So if any of you out there are at the Oregon Country Fair, come and find me. I'll be strolling around the fairground.
Totally awesome, Eileen. It sounds exciting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've never done a fair type environment before, and so this will just be another new experience for me. I'm really looking forward to it. With that said, we've got a few callers already, and so we hate for to wait people wait too long. We've been leaving a few callers out the back side that haven't been getting reading. So we're going to try to jump in a little bit faster this week and see what messages are out for you today, see what divine messages can come in and according to what you need to know. And DC and I connect in some ways similar and some ways in different ways. So you never know what shenanigans are going to be brought in and who's going to arrive, especially with D.C. Have you talked to Joan lately?
a little bit here, there, and everywhere. She does show up, and she causes a little bit of havoc, you know, a little bit of her kind of antics, and then she takes off. But she's still with us, and, we've just got to, we've got to be careful.
Well, I know she popped in this week, so that's why, I knew she was around a little bit. And DC has channeled several other very famous people, and it's just amazing what has come through her. And I'm so excited to work with DC. And again, my name is Eileen, and DC and I started out pretty much at the same time with actually working with others doing this kind of work. So we kind of grew up together, and we are sisters, and we're definitely entwined and twisted in many, many ways in our hearts and in the way we look at things and just some of the fun things we like to do. So welcome all to Angel Antics, and I now would like you guys all to take three really good deep breaths. And drop into your heart space and set your attention here at the beginning of the show as we tap in, because we never know who we're going to pull first. So go ahead and tap into your own heart space and ask that whatever it is that you would like to know tonight, your messages come through, either through a message that is for someone else that you really resonate with and understand, or if your number is pulled up and I pick your phone, then you get a direct reading from DC Love and Eileen Powers. So drop into the heart space, reduce breaths again. All right, thank you. And our first caller tonight is going to be from the 256 area. Hi, 256, are you there? Welcome to Angel Antics. Hello? 256, are you there? Or are you out wandering around your house? All righty, well, how about if we try the next caller? They've been holding almost as long, and they are from the 289 area code. 289, are you there?
Hi, yes, hello, how are you?
Wonderful. Welcome to Angel Antics, and who am I speaking to?
You're speaking with Madeline.
Madeline, welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Thank
you. Oh, you're welcome. Do you have a specific question for your angels tonight?
You know what? Nothing specific. A lot of changes in the family, especially this week, a lot of health changes. So I don't know if there's any encouragement or anything someone wants to pass to us. Whatever is fine.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just see what messages we're able to receive. All right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for that. Uh-huh, you're welcome. Just hang on. Both DC and myself will read for you. DC, did you want to go first this week?
Sure. And we have Madeline on the phone?
Yes, hello.
Yes. Hello, Madeline. Thank you for calling in, hon. It's very nice to connect with you. Okay, the first thing that I have for you is I'm getting situations and circumstances around you. They're changing, like, really rapidly,
yes.
Okay? And with these changes comes new beginnings and new opportunities, and they're going to be beautiful. They're going to enhance your life. And your angels want you to know that this, like, new that is entering your life and these changes, they're
mm-hmm.
going to be positive, and you're going to find them pleasing, okay?
Okay.
But just try to let go of the old that, you know, that's been in your life. Let go of it. Make room for the new, okay? And do it with love and gratitude, okay?
Okay, I will.
Angels are saying, Madeline, they're sort of trying to give you, like, little nudges, little messages. Have you been noticing, like, repetitious thoughts?
Lots of signs. I actually had a dragonfly photo bomb or video bomb me today when I was doing a short video. And I'm on the third floor.
That's awesome. Well, just, you know what, you're very intuitive. Follow your intuition as well as your inner guidance and trust that your angels are with you and they're supporting you. And that's why you're getting, like, all these little messages, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to be, like you said, breaking free is what I'm getting. So, like, they're like, I see something like ripping apart. You're breaking free from all this old. There might be some, like, maybe like outdated ways of thinking, outdated ways of doing things. And the angels are going to help you to listen to your, you know, listen to your soul. And this is going to help you with your life purpose as well as your soul mission. Okay? There may be, like, maybe like a cycle of your life that's coming to an end. And you're just, like, you know, asked to look and see, like, all that you've, you know, done, all the successes, all the beautiful achievements. And this is going to help you to see how far you've come. And it should give you the confidence that you need to keep going forward, Madeline.
Okay.
And take the next step upon that beautiful path, okay?
Okay.
And be decisive and trust that the choices and the changes that you're making, they're the right ones for you. And whatever you do, please don't procrastinate, okay? And don't second-guess yourself. Okay? No second-guessing, okay?
You must be connecting with someone in my family. Yep, that last statement. Yep.
Okay. But just, like, you know, trust yourself. And just, you know, there's going to be, like, lessons that you learn and experiences that you have. And you're going to be able to take them with you into the future and use them, okay?
Okay.
And, Madeline, all that you need, you have within you. Everything that you need is inside. Okay?
Yes.
The only thing you have to do is take the time and focus that attention and the intention and allow them to come, you know, to light for you. And,
okay.
You know, ask yourself for guidance and trust what you're hearing.
Okay.
I'm getting the letter E around you.
Oh, wow.
It could be a place or a person, but it's coming in very strong.
Okay.
Does that resonate with you?
It does, yes.
Okay, so hold on to that, okay? And what I'm getting is, like, you know, the angels are showing me you're taking, like, you know, like these first steps on your journey. And as you do, like, whatever you may be, you know, considering a problem or whatever, it's sort of like you're breaking it down into smaller steps. But this is a time of transition for you. And what I'm getting is, Madeline, you're sort of going to, like, reinvent yourself, okay?
Okay. Okay, yep.
Okay,
in the process already.
You've been praying for help, and the angels are saying, Madeline, your help is here. Open your arms now to receiving it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and just know how beautiful you are, because you're a brilliant example of God's love, okay? And let your light shine and inspire others, okay, Madeline?
Okay, thank you.
You have a very beautiful purpose here. But
wow.
Make sure that whatever you do, that you always maintain balance, okay? It's very important.
Okay.
I mean, if you're gonna work really hard, you've got to play hard, and you've got to really take time to rest as well. And that's going to help you to really, you know, go forward on your path when you have that perfect balance. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And have you been communicating with your loved ones on the other side?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, because that's what I'm getting. That's
very
what the
much.
Angels are showing. Yeah, they're showing me that. And just the last message I have is, Madeline, there's karma that is, like, in action this month, and it's around you, and it's not yours, okay? So don't let it affect you too much. Try to stay calm, and, you know, don't resonate with it, okay?
Okay.
And any kind of problems that you know, that come up with, like, family members or friends, just try to stay calm and rational, hon.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
Are you having any issues, though, health-wise? Because I'm getting there might be, like, some small issues and everything, and you really have to just stay positive, okay?
Well, if we call the broken toe on the first day of my holiday this week,
oh,
their
gosh.
Way of making me slow down was pretty cute.
Oh, God bless you, Madeline. Oh, my goodness.
So, yes, it's been a reflective, meditative, creative week.
Oh, God bless you. Well, I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, and thank you so much for calling us this evening.
You're welcome, and thank you for the reading.
Thank you.
All right, Madeline. I also have a message for you about choices, and that it's about an unwise choice. But what it is you're really meant to learn something from this situation. And really actually go back and review everyone's motive, because that's where you're, you know, what you need to deal with lies. And it's really not about where the chips fall or where they land. It's really actually going to be about the way you handle moving forward.
Okay.
So, you know, just make sure that you evaluate, you know, which way the events are transpiring for yourself. And it's really going to gain you the valuable information that you're going to need to make better choices for your own personal self and future. There might be something that's not really in full integrity. With that, I actually see a new person entering your life. Either that could be the phase of a relationship that you're already in is entering a new phase. This person is really very close to you. I'd say it's probably a love relationship that is either coming your way or one that you're already in that's going to develop further. What's going to help you develop is also your psychic abilities are going to develop further.
Okay.
And as you do that, you're going to become more connected with self and with who you are and who you choose and intend to be and that which you create. And you're going to start creating yourself more and more in that way. You are told to do this, though. Retreat into nature. Get outside, you know. Go to the hug tree program.
Passion.
Find a tree to hug.
Yeah,
yes.
I do that as often as I can.
Okay, well, you really need to. And the bottom line that I see here is, you know, actually, back to the first subject is make sure that you're strong and that you do speak your mind, but keep in balance, you know, your home life, your career life, and your personal life. Try to find a good balance between the three of those, because I'm feeling that maybe your home life isn't your personal life, that it's a little, that there's a little bit more depth to your own personal life, and make sure you protect that time that you spend for yourself. But balance out the rest, too. in, you know, dealing with other members of the family, dealing with, you know, your own personal career or personal goals of, you know, moving forward, because we're always working on that. And that's the message that your angels wanted you to know tonight, Madeline.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for giving us a call, and call us again soon.
Oh, absolutely. And your show's awesome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Take care, ladies.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. The next caller we have is, like, my screen jumps around here a little bit. So let me go back to these. And that is, oh my. Sorry, my screen really did jump around. Okay, we're going to go back to that 256 and see if they're there again. 256, are you there? Oh, they're still not there. All right. We won't try that. Okay, now the next caller I have is from the 740 area code. 740, welcome to Angel Antics.
Hi,
who
ladies.
My name is Sue. Hi, Sue. Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling. I think you've been on before, right?
Yes, I have, a couple weeks ago, Eileen.
All right, wonderful. I chatted with you a little bit today. Well, thanks for calling in. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Of course. And you said that you had another question today, something a little different. What would you like to ask of your guides today?
I'm mostly interested if anything comes through on my health. I'm having a biopsy done on Monday. And that's what I'm really interested in, is health-wise, but I'm open to anything that does come through.
All right. Well, let's see what we can pull up for your messages and see what comes through.
All right.
Hi, Sue. This is DC, hon.
Hi, DC. How are you tonight?
Good, hon. What I'm getting is, as you connected with Eileen, I was getting there's like a mind-body connection in regard to your health, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean is, you know, like when something is affecting you health-wise, you got to, like, sort of check in with your emotions, you know, and see how everything is affecting you.
Okay.
And the angels are, it's sort of like, it's time to examine, like, whatever issues you have and deal with them. And, you know, and if you don't deal with them, hon, there's going to be, like, more physical issues possibly, which you don't want to have.
Right.
So when you're having a physical symptom, in other words, maybe just, you know, like write it down and, you know, write down as well what you're feeling emotionally, you know, what's going on, you know, like what is causing what. There's a big, big connection, okay?
Okay.
But I, on a brighter note, I see things going, you know, in a good, positive way. Everything is going to improve. Things are going to get better, both physically and mentally, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to get good news is what I'm getting, okay?
Okay.
So please stay in a positive state of mind. And when you wake up in the morning,
I told the doctor, you know, I said, I know this is going to be nothing, but.
Right, and just every day when you wake up, I'm healthy. Oh, my gosh, I feel so great, you know?
Okay.
And just be grateful for your health. Just say, you know, thank you for my health, you know?
Okay.
And another thing, so your physical health, like, may not be perfect, but you've, you know, be grateful that you're still better off than so many other people, okay?
Right.
Often when we count our blessings, it reminds us, like, how lucky we really are. And positive thinking is going to be the key to really helping you to maintain, like, good health.
Okay.
Okay, so just, you know, just realize and thank your body, you know, for what it is doing for you. It's your vessel, and, you know, although it's not perfect, it's still supporting you.
Right.
Okay, and I feel like you're getting stronger, you're getting healthier, there's going to be more energy than usual, so put it to good use, the angels are saying, okay?
Good,
and
okay.
And just make Are you watching what you're eating, hon?
I'm trying to more than normal, yes. But I still have a lot of changes to make.
Yeah, because I'm getting, you know, like, if you're able to exercise a little bit and, you know, make sure that you're really maintaining, you know, good eating and everything, I'm getting there's going to be an increase in vitality, okay?
Okay.
And like I said, whatever issues that you have had, they are getting better. So please don't worry.
Okay.
So worrying doesn't, like, it doesn't help the situation, and things are getting better, okay?
Good.
And I'm also seeing that I'm getting, like, loved ones are around you, and, you know, you have a, I feel like you're, like, a good support system.
I have such a fantastic spiritual family that really is helping me a lot.
Just embrace their love, and I'm getting there may be, like, some issues from the past with someone. Try to put those issues behind you, hon.
I know exactly what that is, and I'm working on it.
Okay,
it's with
because,
my mother.
You know, okay, and it's normal to have, like, disagreements and, you know, different little things like that, but just try to put it behind you. Let it be healed, you know? And I'm feeling it's going to help to prevent, like, future conflict, okay?
Okay.
And so it's time to release any kind of hurt feelings that might be, you know, that you might be holding on to, okay? And always try to choose harmony, okay?
Yes.
And when you have, like, a beautiful, you know, you come across, you're really compassionate, your approach is compassionate and loving and everything, you're going to notice how your mom and everyone else is going to shift, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, you're choosing, like, peace over drama.
Yeah.
And what you're doing, in fact, you're creating this beautiful healing vortex, okay? So you're not healed. You know, all the family members around you, you know, they're being healed as well, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But just try, like, to, like, make an effort and everything. And I just see, like, you know, it's going forward in a beautiful way. It really is. And
good.
Just try to purify your thoughts. And there may be, in fact, some negative people or experiences that are around you. And it's time that you sort of, you know, take notice and clear your life of any kind of negativity. Because negativity around you is, like, sort of this low energy.
Yes.
Okay.
I've been working on clearing that out too.
Okay. Well, you don't have to do it by yourself. We have Archangels Michael, Raphael, and Metatron. And so they're right by your side, and they're going to help you as well. All you have to do is call them in, okay?
Okay.
And ask them as well, you know, to bring in some higher vibrational people. And that's going to be so beautiful, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so it's sort of like you're going to do some house cleaning there. You're going to get rid of those lower energies, okay, Sue?
Yes.
But everything's going to be fine, hon. So just, you know, have faith and just know that everything is going to work out well for you. And I'm getting, like, a message from the angels and the ascended masters that you're like, manifesting beautiful new opportunities at this time. And it's going to help you with your life mission, and you're going to advance along your spiritual path. So just stay optimistic and really enthusiastic, because life is going to be really beautiful, okay?
Great. Thank
and you're
you.
Always fully supported and guided by your angels, every step of your journey, hon, okay?
Huh. Great. Thank
and
you.
And so what is it that you're – in which ways are you really creative? I'm getting, like, creative abilities – there's something that you have a beautiful gift, okay? And the angels are reminding you of that and to be able to use it, okay? And I also see that you have beautiful, strong inner wisdom.
Oh, okay.
And you see things sort of like in a different light than others, you know?
Yes, I do.
And you find creative ways, you know, that you really achieve and you manifest your highest goals and your aspirations. And the angels are applauding you, hon.
God. I've been told before that I'm creative, but I can't figure out what it is that I'm supposed to be doing.
You will. Just do whatever you love. And that's the way you're going to find out. Just whatever it is that, you know, is calling to you, do it, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting the letter D around you.
A D?
A D. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know if it's a person or a place, but if it doesn't, you know, if it doesn't resonate right now, just write it down and look at it every now and then, and it will.
Okay.
Okay? And
all
I'm
right.
going to turn you over to Marlene, and God bless, hon, okay? And I'm saying some prayers as well, but everything's going to turn out well, honey.
Thank you so much, DC.
Oh, God bless you, honey.
You too, hon. Thank you.
All right, Sue. The entire time that DC was on, I was sending you Reiki. And so when we're done, please open your heart space and accept that for any and all healing on all levels.
I could feel like electricity going up and down my spine as I was talking to her, so that had to be you.
Yes, that would be me. I hope it didn't hurt. Sometimes my Reiki, and we've been friends with each other here on Facebook for a number of years.
Mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
I know a lot of years, like maybe like five. And so I've seen, you know, we've each seen each other go through a lot, and I just poured my heart into it. And sometimes when I really pour my heart into it, people actually get little shocks. And I've had, it can be painful, but hopefully it's just a little prickly.
Yeah,
but
thank you.
That you're welcome. And just know that that light's from the divine, those are little lights entering your body from the divine. And when we get off the phone, just relax and allow them to do their work throughout your entire body. All right?
I will. Thank you.
But for your reading, now what I have for you is take a leap of faith. And, you know, just take that leap of faith and know that everything's going to be okay. And also take that leap of faith that everything that, you know, make a big decision to move into a new direction. Follow your dreams. Follow something that really inspires you. If there's unexpected opportunities come along, jump into it. This is now time to, you jump into something and you tell the universe, I got all this stuff in front of me to get taken care of. I'll tell you what, they're just going to have to align your health to work that way, right?
Okay,
and you
yeah.
just decide. I am healthy. Like DC said, I am healthy. I am alive. I am wonderful. I am at peace. I am at joy. I have a wonderful life. Today is going to be the most grand and glorious day I have ever lived in my life. And then put your feet on the ground.
Okay.
Start your day that way every day and see if that moves you forward to a grand and glorious day. It really, it's wonderful and it works. Anyway, sometimes different methods or viewpoints of others aren't going to work for you. So know that you're going to need to seek out, you know, a little bit more spirit, and seek out those like-minded people, because those are the people that are going to get you through, you know, what you're asking for right now. Don't be unwilling to make a decision. The decision is that everything is fine. In the past, you have found yourself sometimes unwilling to make decisions. You get to a stalemate, and you just feel drifty. Like I call it Stanley effect on Laurel. Stanley Laurel on Laurel
yeah.
and Hardy. How he walks around just, you know, flipping his hands out, going, boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
You know, he just can't. Yes, that's how I explain life all the time, Sue. And so I call it the you know, Stan Laurel effect. And so don't allow yourself to be trapped into that. Pretending there isn't a problem will not solve the problem. So move forward and make that decision. You know, also within yourself, these are things that are going to be specific for you. Those are situational things. And actually the first two things I told you about, you know, traditional viewpoints and taking that leap of faith to really, you know that everything's going to be all right. Those are actually major cards. Those were major steps forward for you in your life. So make those with commitment, because if not, you're going to find yourself that stalemate, and that's not a good place to be at this point.
Right.
What you'll need to do to be able to connect with yourself and know what your intuition is telling you is you need to get out, be by bodies of water, spend time near a lake, recharge your batteries. You're going to need to be strong. You are really stronger than you think, and your strength is actually what's going to assure you that happy outcome. You're going to be very sensitive. You're going to become increasingly sensitive, so avoid any harsh relationships, harsh environment, harsh TV shows, any chemicals, anything like that. Bring yourself, just know that you are more sensitive emotionally, spiritually, soulfully, and health-wise right now. So allow yourself to be sensitive and treat yourself well.
Okay.
And that's the message I have for you today.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I will talk to you very soon, all right?
All right. Thank you, ladies. You have a wonderful evening.
Okay.
Oh,
thanks
God bless
for calling
you.
In.
Thank
talk you.
Talk to you soon. God bless.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She's beautiful, beautiful lady. All right. Yes,
yeah.
Now, our next caller, I have, it seems like that. I seem to have scrolled down some of the ones I thought I was going to be picking up, but all right, I guess maybe they lost. All right, my next caller is from the 773 area code. 773, are you there?
I am. It's me.
Hi, is this Jordan?
Oh,
is this
no,
Jordan?
Linda. Hi.
Oh, Linda. Hi. This is Eileen.
Oh,
welcome to Antics. And DT, do you know Linda?
I'm sorry.
No, I don't.
Oh. Well,
hi.
You welcome
hey,
to
Linda.
It's nice to have you.
I'm happy to be listening to this. This is awesome.
All right. And do you have a question for us tonight, or would you just like a special message from your angel?
Yes, I just want a special message from my angels.
Woo! All right. Wonderful. Let's see what they have for you, all right?
Thank you.
Okay, Linda, this is DC. What I'm getting a message from your angels just to please continue to have faith and please trust that your material and your monetary needs, they're going to be met as you focus your energy, you know, towards serving your divine life purpose. And the angels are asking that you look to meaningful ways of expressing your spirituality. And this is going to help to teach others by being a positive example. I don't know if you meditate, but I'm getting that you really should be meditating on ways in which you can serve humanity. And you're sort of, you know, you're a shining light, and you're going to be illuminating the way for others, okay? And
yeah.
Just really be, you know, mindful and just really consciously feel and appreciate and have that gratitude and love for all the beautiful blessings that you have in your life. And the more that you stay in this state and become aware, you're going to see so much ongoing abundance and blessings.
Okay? Yes.
But just do things that make you happy and allow yourself to truly feel the love and the wonder that life has to offer. And open your heart and just be ready for a beautiful, profound shift of consciousness. Okay? You
yes.
are asked to really think about having a spiritually based career.
Yes.
Okay? So if that's
yes.
something that resonates with you, hon,
yes.
ask the angels to help with that, okay? You have all the natural skills and talents that you need. And, you know, this is going to help you to fulfill your soul purpose, and you are a light worker. And
yes.
as you do, like I said, all the material, all the financial needs are going to be met along the way. Okay?
Yes.
I'm
get
getting
it.
the letter H around you. It could be a person or it could be a place. But the letter H is coming in very prominently. Okay? And Linda, what I'm getting is, you're spreading yourself a little bit too thin, hon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you need a little time to just, like, recharge those batteries.
Yes.
And just ask the angels to come in, and they're going to give you the support that you need as well.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm getting, like, now, like, you're making me feel tired. I'm getting that tired feeling because you have so much
exhaustion
that you're trying to do, you know, it is exhausting. So the angels are saying try maybe, like, narrowing your focus just a little bit and, you know, bring that beautiful energy and just, like, focus on a couple things, okay?
Yeah.
And you may even ask for a little help from those around you is what the angels are showing me. Okay, but you are so filled with love, Linda, and it's such a healing energy that's within you. And just the way that you speak to people, you heal them with your words.
Oh, thank you.
And as you talk to people, you bring blessings to everyone that, you know, is around you. So that, too, is a form of healing, you know. And just continue, you know, to connect with people the way you do with your beautiful, gentle words. And you're a natural counselor as well.
Yes. Thank you.
I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. And the angels, they're going to guide you to help, like, more and more people, you know?
I believe that.
And what I'm getting, the angels are saying, Linda, the way you, like, even, like, say you walk into a room or you, you know, like, wherever you are, people notice you. They feel that beautiful energy within you. Okay? And that beautiful energy is, you know, it's love, and you're asked to really share that beautiful love with others. You have such a beautiful high vibration, okay?
Thank you.
Well, thank you, hon. God bless you. You're such a beautiful person, and like I said, such a beautiful, you know, light worker. There is going to be new beginnings for you, okay?
Yes.
And just like the, you know, the mythical bird, the phoenix, you two are going to rise from those ashes, hon. You're going to be more determined than ever. This is going to be an amazing new beginning for you.
Yes.
And the angels are saying, Linda, you're going to move through this, okay? And you're not alone. We're never alone. You're guided and you're supported by the angels, okay?
Okay.
And this is a sign from heaven above that this is a beautiful new beginning that's coming your way.
I do appreciate that, and I've been getting these messages here and there, and I've been taking them in. I get it. And it's by no mistake that I am friends with you, you know.
Oh, I'm God bless you, honey.
And I have
the only thing I'm getting now, I have to ask you, I'm feeling like there's a little conflict around you. Is there possibly maybe like, is it a relationship or is there like another area of your life? Because I'm getting like there's like a little toxicity around you.
Absolutely.
Okay, so just, you know, ask the angels to come in and to help you make positive changes, hon. Okay?
Yeah, it's the marriage.
Please, you know what, Linda, the last message I have is you've got to take some time and just laugh, okay?
Yeah.
You're not only going to help yourself, but you're going to help those around you. And laughter is very healing, okay?
Right. Thank you so much.
So thank you so much for calling in, Linda, and I'm going to turn you over now to Eileen. God bless you, hon.
God bless you too, honey.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know where to start. Half of the DC's already told you, but I guess I'll just deliver it a different way. When DC said there's an H around you, I pulled a card that is called home, and just as she said H. And so there really is a situation, within your household that just needs to move forward. It needs to
dissolve.
To make some healthy changes with it is what it's saying.
Yes.
Is make some healthy changes. And I'm trying to get to where I can give you actually a little bit more of that. There's a flame really within your soul, and it's really a light. And it has sparked your consciousness, and your outer world is has not been reflecting your inner world. And so you need to really take a look around your home and make sure that it reflects the warmth of that light that you're casting. if not, it's too easy to not do it. It's but it's so it is so important that you do. It's really a simple task, but the energy of your household just needs to change. It's, you need to light that spiritual fireplace. You know, change it around. Bring in some candles. Cleanse your house. Do the energy work around the house, because that is actually you being yourself. And that's what I'm seeing, is you walking through and doing a house cleansing for yourself. Do it now. Even if things don't change, even if things haven't changed yet, you know, like people like, well, when I get so that you know, so and so, you know, or you know, that eldest child that is misbehaving, when I get them out of the house, I'm going to cleanse my house. No, don't wait. Cleanse your house today. Even if it's a matter, if you don't have candles and you don't have sage and you don't have, you know, if you have, you know, holy water. If you don't have holy water, you take tap water and you pour it into a cup and you bless it yourself and ask the divine to bless that water and go around your house and bless every room, every doorway, and bless yourself, you know, with these waters. I always try to go use the healing waters up at Mount Shasta. I always try to pick them up every time I go through there and I'm in the area, because to me they're blessed waters. They're just like any other blessed water. And so do that. That's what I'm being told you need to do. You've become very, very increasingly sensitive, and you need to avoid the harsh relationships. Your environment has just been toxic to you lately, and you've got to change that. There's been a lot of traditional viewpoints that you are expected to be living up to, and they're not working for you anymore. What you need to do is you need to seek out other like-minded friends. Find yourself different groups that you feel more inclined to belong to, whether you take a class or a seminar, or whether you drop into a yoga class where everybody is willing to drop in and meditate. Find some like-minded friends. If those like-minded friends like to go square dancing, find them. But you need to find, you're being told to really go find those people. As you do that, there's really going to be some new opportunities. It is time to change your life right now. You've had a false sense of entrapment, and sometimes those material things have gotten in your way, but they're just fear-based thoughts. So just give it up. Ask your guides, ask your angels, your guardians to be around you, and allow those things to come in. The last thing I have for you is just a little separate, and I hope you make sense of it. But it says that you're really good at working with children and helping children, and counseling children, and that you need to work with children.
I don't know. I just love children.
Well, that's something you need to do, whether it be to volunteer, whether it be to help in a classroom, or whether it be to actually, you know, be in counseling or something to that effect. You're really being asked to work with children right now. And that's the last message I have for you today. I hope that resonates with you, Linda.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely, all of it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're very, very welcome. Thank you so much for calling Angel Antics.
God bless.
God bless you.
All right. Now, let's see. The next caller I have is from the 229 area. Welcome to Angel Antics.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, your call is really, you're in and out.
I'm sorry.
Are you at a good, that's okay, are you at a good place? Oh.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, you can hear me clearly now?
Oh, yeah, that's a little bit more clear. Thank you. And who am I speaking to?
My name is Melvin. I'm calling out of Georgia.
Oh, wonderful, Melvin. Well, thank you so much for calling Angel Antics. And do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I just want to know about, you know, I work at night, and it's beginning to take a little toll on me with my lower back, my knees, and my left shoulder. And I'm trying to find me another job because I don't think they'll be able to move me in a different way, but I'm just having some health issues with my lower back. Always have, and then my knees and my feet and my shoulder, I'm just in total pain. And I just wanted to know, like, do you all see me moving forward in another position somewhere else?
All right. Well, let's see what your angels or guides and guardians have to tell you tonight.
Okay.
Hi, Melvin. It's DC, hon. It's great to hear your voice.
Hey, DC. How are you?
You know what? I'm feeling, you know, like where you are presently and the work, it's not satisfying, you know, and I feel you're not happy there. So the angels are saying that you've got to start figuring out, you know, like what it is you want to do, and you've got to start making a change. Melvin, we've talked to you over the years, Eileen and myself, and I don't know, you know, I know you're a very gentleman, and you are a light worker. So I just feel that, you know, that you've got to start really connecting with those beautiful light working skills and talents that you have, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the angels are saying, Melvin, it is time, that you've got to really start to connect with your divine life purpose. And you're very intuitive, Melvin, and you're asked to really trust your intuition and the guidance that you're receiving from the angels, hon, okay?
Okay.
And this job specifically, what I'm getting is, it's a situation that is no longer serving you in a positive way. Okay, so the angels are saying, Melvin, look to more suitable alternatives, you know, and it's going to be, you know, different ways that you're going to enhance your life, and you're really going to be, you know, connecting with your spiritual path. And whatever you do, Melvin, don't connect, you know, with different situations and cling to them out of fear. And don't allow any, like, negative, you know, aspects of a situation stop you from going forward. If there's fear, give it to the angels and ask for their support, their assistance, and their guidance. And they'll be with you, hon, whenever you need them. The angels are just standing with you now as we're connecting. And they're waiting for you to call upon them, Melvin. They want to help you on your journey. Okay? And they're asking me to remind you that your thoughts create your reality. Okay? So you've got to make sure that you maintain a very positive attitude and an outlook, Melvin. Okay?
Okay.
And really just, you know, please, like, trust that the angels are with you, the archangels, the ascendant masters. They're there, and they're going to encourage you. They're going to support you today and tomorrow and always, Melvin. You're never alone.
Yeah,
okay? So I just feel that you really have to start connecting, like I said, with the spiritual side of you a little bit more, Melvin, because you're really needed here, okay?
Uh-huh.
You have the power to do more than just survive. You just need to have a little bit more confidence in yourself and sort of more of an understanding of what it is that you really want, okay? So the angels are saying, Melvin, take a little time out to figure out what it is that you really do want, okay? And then once you figure that out, you know, angels are going to come in and they're going to help you with that.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Because, Melvin, you have so much to offer. Now, did you do that thing in the summertime? I think you were going to help, coach a baseball team or something. Be able to do that?
No, ma'am, it hasn't started yet, you know, so it's going to start next month.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
You know what, I'm seeing
the
sun is shining down upon you, Melvin, and I'm getting there's going to be new opportunities all around you, okay, and good news is coming your way,
okay.
And just, you know, things are going to remain positive, just as they start to get really positive, the angels are saying, Melvin, keep that ego under that baseball cap, okay? Others really appreciate what you do. They really appreciate you, Melvin, and what you do, okay? So
okay.
I just feel like, you know, this is happening so that you really can, you know, create the reality that you're looking for. Okay?
Right. What type of changes will be coming and opportunities will be coming for me?
Okay, well, the angels, I don't think they're going to go with, like, any further, Melvin. They want you to do, like, a little bit of homework. They want you to think about what it is that you want. What's going to be, like, really fulfilling for you in regard to work, okay? Because I feel like right now I feel like fly paper, and you're like a little fly. You're stuck to that paper, okay? So you really have to think about it. And the angels are saying, Melvin, you don't have to be stuck. You do have the power to make the changes if you so choose. And just trust that, you know, once you make a decision, the universe is going to come in and assist you, hon, okay?
Right. Okay.
And really, when you think about it, that we all have one purpose here, and it's to just, like, really live our lives and experience, you know, all this, you know, beautiful, you know, life that we have, and we're here for a purpose. And, like, you as, like, Eileen and myself, we're light workers. We're here to really help others, okay? You have a beautiful light within you, and you're asked, Melvin, shine that beautiful light upon others, okay?
Okay.
So that's why, like, the job that we have, like, you know, things fall apart, so other things could fall together, Melvin, okay?
Right. Okay.
So just do what you love, and watch as things start to fall into place, Melvin. Okay, just don't worry about it. And like I said, enjoy yourself. Think about what it is that's going to make you happy career-wise. And put the intention out there to the angels and to the universe. And things are going to come together for you, hon, okay?
Okay, yes, ma'am. I mean, because I'm...
What's that, Melvin? Go ahead.
I'm pretty much, you know, got a great idea of what I really want, and that is working, you know, coaching, going back coaching high school football. And being on the job that I'm on now, working at Walmart, I'm on the floor, and out of 8 hours, I'm on the floor for at least 6.5 hours, sometimes 7 hours, and this is a big store. And,
Right.
And I told my supervisor, I need help, because I scrubbed the whole store and bucked the whole store. And these younger guys walk around and don't have any, you know, just walk away from work and nothing said. But I'm not going to get any calls. I just do my job and keep my head down. But I done mentioned to him, like, you know, hey, I need a little help here. You know, I'm really going at it. And, but he gave me a little help, but then the guy's not working together. And working at night with me, I don't like working at night anymore. I want to go, my thing is I want to go back to school, find me a grant, and finish up these little 8 classes, and I want to coach football. And I want to help whoever I can help. You know, my life purpose, that I know which direction I want to go. It's just me, you know, like you said earlier, like a fly stuck on fly paper. And I need to be loose, because my body is draining. I'm draining. And I'm
going to
be
right.
Tired.
No, what does want, honey, and you're going to be able to create it. Go ahead, Eileen.
I'm sorry.
Is that what all you have for him, DC, or do you have any more?
The only thing that I wanted to ask, Melvin, is I feel like there's a lot of old pain that he's holding on to, Eileen, and that has to be released.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. All right. Okay, well, I have something to add to his reading, and that is that, you know, you've really been working hard lately, and you've actually really had a successful completion of what you've been doing so far. So you need to honor yourself and be proud of yourself for not that, and not be concerned about other, you know, what others are not doing, but be proud of yourself for what you have done. Because this has actually created, you know, a very contented life for you up to this point. But I'm also seeing that you've also reached the successful completion of this portion of a project of your life, and that now it's time for some exciting new opportunities. And this has to do with your career. And so it is really time that you change your life. It is time to take a leap of faith. And this is actually about a larger perspective of your life, a life purpose and what you're really meant to do. You're actually being asked to take that leap of faith right now. And moreover, that's very likely why you are feeling the way you do about the job you're in now, because it is time to maybe let it go and release that. And, of course, we always need to have our feet kind of on the ground before we jump forward. But follow your dreams. Set yourself up for those ideals and ideas that you have, because they are wonderful. They are your dreams. And if you are doing that, then you will be living with passion. When you're living with passion, you will be giving of yourself and you will be receiving in proper balance of what the divine wants you to have in this world. So know that there's going to be some unexpected opportunities. If you see those doors open, walk through them. And that's what I have on a living level, on a personal level. What I have to tell you is that you really are a teacher, and that it is your time now to move forward in that direction, to align your priorities so that these blessings are coming your way. This is King Solomon saying for you to prioritize your life now so that you can move in the direction of being a teacher. That is what actually is going to bring you through to the other side, to bring you greater health and greater healing for yourself. As you receive greater health and healing for you, you will have the opportunity to use that light that you have that shines in you to give opportunities of love, health, and healing to others. And that's really what I see you're being called to do right now, Melvin. And so all that you were saying about the job and what you'd really like to do really aligns with both what DC gave you and with what I gave you. So see what you can do about finishing those classes and aligning yourself in that direction. I think you'll be much happier if you do that. And don't hold on to anything, any of the negativity that other people did or didn't do or how hard the job is. Those things, we must let them go. I know it's very, very hard. But as DC said, you have to let them go. As long as you hang on to them, those will be like a little cloud following you around, and it'll actually hold you back from your true dreams. Do not allow those clouds from the past. Those were events that you were meant to go through so that you could see forward into what you truly desire. So just know those were just experiences that you were meant to go through to align you with what you really, really want. And I hope that reading makes sense to you. And call us back again soon and let us know how things go for you. All right, Melvin?
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you all.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, that was
perfect.
Thank you.
All right. The next caller I have is from the 302 area code. 302, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, welcome to Angel Ethics. And who am I speaking to?
This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy, welcome. And do you have a question for us tonight?
No, not really. I'll just leave it to the angels to pick up on my questions.
All right, wonderful. Sounds great. Let's see what we have.
Oh, hi,
Hi, Cindy. This is DC. Eileen, is your line a little bit? I hear crackling a little bit.
That started when Melvin came on the line.
I know,
and
he left it with us.
He left it with us. Yeah, I don't know where that came from. It just started with the last caller, so hopefully it'll just clear out of itself. If not, it's just a little of those little angel antics that we get, the little shenanigans that happen now and again that we do not understand or where they come from. At least they're not the barnyard noises.
I know, it's
we
crazy.
Use, right?
Cindy, I just want to ask, Eileen, we're connecting with Cindy. Is there like sort of a little bit of frustration with you, hon?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm getting like sort of like frustration, and I'm getting like, you know, like there's sort of like, you know, like something like emotional and
very.
And sort of like you feel like trapped. I mean, I talked to Melvin and, you know, you too feel like there's sort of like a little bit of being trapped, but you're not trapped, okay? Just listen to that little inner voice within you and let it guide you. Okay, does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Listen to the little voice. And I'm getting that you really have to release, you've got to release, like there's a little bit of negativity that you're holding on to. And when you release that negativity, what you're looking for is going to come shining through, okay? So
okay.
Negativity is sort of like covering up the answers you're looking for, okay? And once you leave, you know, let go of that negativity, the lower energy, you're going to have, you know, peace and you're going to have clarity.
Okay.
And there's no need for you to struggle, hon, okay?
Okay.
And just call in the angels. Archangel Michael is with you. He wants to cleanse your energy and he wants to put his beautiful protective energy around you. All you have to do is ask him to come in and he'll come in. He'll remove anything, you know, that's negative from your mind, your body, and your spirit. And, you know, he can come in as well and purify your home, you know, your workplace, wherever you're at. He can come in and clear the energy, okay?
Okay.
And once that's
uh-huh.
done, I see that you have, like, heightened intuition, okay?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And just getting, you know, just smile. Notice how profound and healing, you know, it is when you smile, hon, okay?
Okay.
And just let go of those concerns and, you know, try to, you know, watch a, you know, like a nice, funny movie and stuff. And it's really profoundly healing.
Okay.
The angels want you to connect with your lighter side a little bit. And I'm getting for you, like, someone from heaven is, like, saying hello and letting you know that they're with you and they're giving you the support and guidance from the other side as well.
Okay.
Okay, it's someone that you had on this side. You know, they were on this side, they helped you, and they're in spirit now, and they're still helping you, hon. Okay?
Right.
And the way to validate that is, you know, you'll feel, you know, maybe like something, a tingling feeling or any kind of like physical presence. It could be a smell, but you're going to know who it is. And what I'm getting, it's not a coincidence, okay? This is your beautiful loved one saying, you know what, I'm still with you. And they're giving you these big, beautiful hugs, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, and the angels are saying, you know, Cindy, that the efforts that you're putting toward, you know, making, like, the changes that you want to make in your life, they're going to have long-term benefits for you, okay?
All
and they're going to bring, you know, not only, like, beautiful opportunities and everything, but it's going to be opportunities that are going to be filled with abundance and success, okay? So please just have trust and know that, you know, everything is okay and it's going according to plan, hon, okay?
Okay.
So just trust in that. I just wanted to see.
Okay.
I think I had something else. Okay, wait 1 second, hon. I'm getting just such a hard worker, and people, even in your family around you, they notice this. Okay, and I'm sort of seeing like, appreciation now. Sometimes it takes a while for people to, especially the people closest to us, to really understand us. Okay?
Uh-huh.
But I feel like the people that are closest to you now, they're really starting to pay, like, a little bit more attention to you, hon. And, you know, they're really starting to understand. So just know that you're doing a great job, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And just, I'm getting, like, watch your health and everything. Make sure that you're, you know, you're being mindful of what you're doing, you know?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so have you been having, like, any kind of, like, little health issues? Because I'm just getting, like, watch, like, whatever your routine is. Like, be careful. Be mindful.
Actually, yeah, I've been having some issues with my eyes. And I was wondering if that is something that I need to pursue.
Out of stress? I mean, I'm feeling like a lot of stress. Stress is causing a lot of your issues.
Yes, yeah, it is.
And you've got to sort of, like, that's what I'm getting, like, get everything back in balance health-wise. I mean, that's what the angels are showing me. I mean, I had a family member, and, I mean, she, for a while, she couldn't see because of the stress, you know?
Uh-huh.
So just be really careful of that. Let go of any kind of emotional issue that's holding you back health-wise, okay?
Okay.
Even holding on to, like, a bit of energy and things like that, it can make us physically ill, okay? And, hon, it doesn't serve you, okay?
Right.
So don't hold on to any old hurts, any anger, and just let go. And as you let go, you're going to see that your health is really going to improve.
Okay.
Because I'm not saying, like, the angels aren't showing me, like, anything, like, majorly bad or anything, but they're saying, like, the stress is, like, unbelievable. Yeah, and just connect with your center. You know, like, ground yourself and connect with your center, which is love. Okay? And it's really going to help. God bless you, honey. Just know that you're, like I said, everything's going to be okay, but you've really got to let go of whatever it is that you're holding on to. Because, like I said, that's really causing a lot of issues.
Okay.
And what I'm getting is you're going to have, like, you know, all the money that you need to pay, you know, your bills and everything. Okay, so don't worry about money.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because it's going to be, like, you know, where you're not going to worry about it as much because the money's going to be there, hon. So don't be, you know, don't let that bother you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
but just
kind of tight. My daughter's getting married in October.
You're gonna have the money that you need. It's gonna be there,
okay.
So don't worry so much, okay? And that's what I have for you. I hope that helped. I'm gonna turn you over to Eileen, hon. God bless
you. Okay, thank you so much.
God bless you, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. This is Eileen, and
hi.
I was just biting to jump in as she was talking because I'm getting so much of the same type of thing. You've been through something lately that has brought you really great sadness, and it really is time for you to heal. You've really got, there really is a great need for you to forgive yourself and others. And in order to help heal this situation, you really need to look at the other person's point of view with some compassion because when things happen, it is often more about the other person than it is you.
Right.
So by looking at their situation with compassion, it doesn't make it better, it doesn't make it worse, it doesn't change it, but it makes us a little better of level of understanding. When we reach that level of understanding, it allows us to heal. It's that not understanding things that prevents us from healing. We just want to understand. We just want to know why. And so sometimes if we actually step back out of ourselves and look at their point of view, sometimes it allows us to see that why. And that's something that you're being asked to do right now. And as you do that, it's going to be really important because it's going to involve, it's going to open up a new level of communication for you. And this is going to be actually really important to your own personal life purpose. And Archangel Gabriel is actually there. She's an archangel of communication and that also of the arts. And so just know that by asking her to help you, it's going to allow you to communicate better. And that's going to take away a lot of your insecurities that has been kind of holding you back from you helping yourself through this situation and processing it in the manner in which it needs to be done so that you can move forward and allow it to free yourself. because after that, then you're going to take the time to really stretch your wings and you're going to fly. So don't underestimate yourself as you gain the energy and you gain the resilience back of yourself. This is going to create a great independence and allow you more creativity within yourself, which also Archangel Gabriel is going to help you with. It's going to bring you more contentment. It's going to bring you more peace and abundance. It's going to move you through to just a happier life for yourself. And it's going to feel like a very successful completion of that relationship and rebirth into yourself, coming out of the flames not the Thunderbird, but what is it came to me and I lost it. Not the Falcon. But anyway, it's just about being rebirthed. As you do, the last
the
thing I have that goes along, the phoenix, yes, with the phoenix. It's,
yep.
It's like the phoenix coming out of the ashes, okay? And that's what I'm seeing that you're going to do. As you do this, your light is going to shine because you actually, you're truly gifted and wonderful and beautiful soul. You are a light worker of God. And this really is the divine light that needs to start shining through you. So as you come out the other side of that those flames and that rebirthing of yourself and coming back into the abundance of your own happiness and your own success and the completion of that past relationship, that's going to bring you into a great rebirth. And like an angel, you're going to shine this light upon everyone and on the earth and all of its inhabitants. And that's what I see for you. I see you coming out the other side of this in greatness, and in the light, and walking in abundance, and truly gifted, and being really, really happy. And that's the message I have for you tonight. I hope that resonated with you.
Yeah, it does. It brings up a question. So you see this relationship. I know exactly what you're talking about, obviously. And so you see it becoming better between the two of us. Well, three, four of us all together?
What I see is...
or just me learning to deal with life without that person.
Cindy, I'm getting the word karma. Okay, there's a lot of karma around you, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to let it, you know, take its course and just let go. I do feel like everything is going to get better. And I have to ask you, do you have a female that you were close to that's on the other side? Because as Eileen was talking and everything, I could hear I could hear her talking as well. And she was trying to say something from the other side. She kept coming in.
Yeah, my grandmother.
Okay, because felt this energy, and she just kept talking and talking. And I have a problem. I can't, when two people are talking at once, I can't decipher. It's hard. I need to hear one person at a time. But your grandmother was, you know, she kept talking and talking. So maybe just set an intention to just, you know, connect with her, because I feel like she has a lot of guidance for you as well, hon.
Okay. All right.
As far as the question that you actually asked me was, you know, I really love to see every relationship work out. I work really hard at relationships working out, even though they don't always. And overall, I actually see you moving forward and out. It's just a matter of bringing yourself through the other side of this relationship. I actually don't really see it continuing. Like I said, the healing, you need time to heal. You need the forgiveness of yourself and others. There's something that just you need to move forward from. Because within that, it's actually, this was just a relationship that you needed to go through to learn more about yourself, to bring yourself forward to a different level of completion. You actually have a bigger path of your life purpose, and this actually relationship is something that you were meant to go through so that you could learn the compassion of other people's points of view, and that although they affected you, it really was more about them than it was you, and that you
yeah.
have to have
oh,
that.
So much. That, boy, you hit the nail on the head with that one.
Right. You're actually really meant to come out the other side, like I said, as a phoenix and rebirth yourself into really a light worker is what you're meant to be. So this maybe was just an experience that you were meant to go through so that you could see your light shine on someone else. And although that maybe the relationship didn't work out, maybe the light that you shined on that relationship, that person, that situation, brought them more foresight into themselves and helped them move forward along their creative path. But yours is definitely meant to be a light worker. And so that's actually mm-hmm. the direction that you're meant to go through. It's going to have to do with communicating with others. And this mm-hmm. experience was to help teach you about that communication. And so that's actually what it is about you and your learning to communicate, come to a resolve, and move forward out the other side and to a new rebirth. And that's what I have for you.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Both of you.
Thank you, Cindy. Uh-huh. Good night. Love you.
Good night.
All right. Our next caller is from the 720 area code. 720, are you there? Welcome to Angel Antics. Oh, well, they didn't.
It sounds like someone's trying to say something, Eileen.
You think that's what it was? Let's go back.
Yeah,
hi,
it sounds like they were saying hello.
Are you able to come on? No, I have nothing there, DC. Sorry. Okay, well, we'll try another one. All right.
Okay.
Well, let's see about going to this number right. Oh, that person dropped. Uh-oh. It would have been my next caller. Let's go ahead. I believe this is the next caller, and that will be 646. Welcome to Angel Antics.
Hey. It's Lena. Good evening.
Hi, Lena. Welcome to Angel Antics. And do you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I do. I do a show, and a friend offered to be part of it and offered her services. I'm not getting a great feeling about it, and just wondering what you guys get.
I'm not getting a great feeling either.
No, I'm not as well. Oh, my goodness.
No, I just didn't.
Okay, I'm sort of getting, like, a lot of talking going around, sort of maybe some gossiping as well, you know? Yeah.
I don't know, I just started vibrating when you said it, and it just didn't feel good.
Okay, yeah, because I didn't know if it was just me being territorial, but I feel like she just wants to get into where I'm at, but I just don't feel good about it at all.
Well,
right.
It's not the right time.
Say
it's not the right time. It's not the right timing for someone to come in right now.
Yeah.
Establish yourself more strongly before you open that door.
Exactly. But what about even this person in general working
with
them?
Yeah, I don't get good energy from that person in general. That's what I was going to say. The person specifically,
mm-hmm.
you know, not only not the right time, but this person specifically, it's just, like I said, she's not the right person to connect with for this right
mm-hmm.
now, you know. And that's what I picked up, like, immediately, you know.
And I'm hearing
yeah.
the word undermine. I'm hearing the word undermine. Something's going to be undermined. It's going to undermine. It's not going to be in alignment with,
right.
with your better good, Lena.
Yeah. No, that's okay, great. Thank you for validating. Because my sense is she wants her own show there. and you know, yeah. then she'll probably do her thing. And yeah, a little bit of wolf.
Well,
yeah,
just
frozen.
Yeah, encourage her to do that. Tell her, you know, oh, you know, you seem like you'd be better off, you know, doing your own thing. You know, this is how I got started. Give her a couple of cues on how you got started, and let her create that situation for herself as you have yourself.
Well, I don't really feel like opening the door. I mean, I did do that a little bit, but I don't really feel like telling her that I'm going to do that in this situation.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean step for step. I just mean, you know, well, you know, a couple of suggestions and I see you as being really, really busy and not being able to really take the time. I very rarely will say that to someone, but I think Lisi and I both feel that this person, she's just not the right person for you.
Right.
I mean, that you asked, and that's what I feel. That's what I feel for you. And
I appreciate that. No, because you're validating. And she and I also worked on some music together. She's a talented songwriter, but I don't even guess that's really great either.
Yeah. Well, and it might just not be your genre of music. It might not be resonate with you. The words, what her soul has to say and put out there might not be what you resonate with. And you're certainly not going to be singing something that you're not in resonant vibration with, because your vocal cords just aren't going to be as sweet.
Well, that was the odd thing. I'm a decent singer, and I tried singing her stuff, and I was terrible. I was all off key, and it completely like frazzled me. Because, of course, I start beating myself up. But I was just, well, what do you get in general about any collaboration with her? Is it better to kind of keep it at a distance?
I don't feel like, I mean, myself, I don't feel like they're not a good, you know, they don't complement each other. I feel like it would be more like sort of, you know, like one against the other sort of. And it's not you, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, just you know, her just like using your energy right now to get where she wants to be, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what
yeah,
I'm doing.
Yeah, no, I just
think it's your best benefit. I mean, it might be great for her. And if you're, you know, everybody has to live in balance. Sometimes we give, sometimes we receive. If it is time for you to feel like you need to give of yourself, and you feel that you know, you want to work with her, then that's fine. But overall, I have to tell you, I just don't think it's the right collaboration for you. It's not the, she's not the
mm-hmm.
right vibrant with you. She's got a heavier energy. Your energy is lighter.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm getting,
I mean,
okay. You know, like stepping away.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't feel it at all.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm going to take that as well across the board, like no collaboration, period.
Yeah, you're going to be more productive without her, and you're going to,
yeah.
I'm getting, you're going to enjoy success. You're going to find fulfillment. And
yeah.
you're even going to, like you said, you know, you're going to have like an epiphany too, because you have such a beautiful vibration, okay? And just, you know, always, you know, connect with your own inner guidance as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you, like, meditate. You
mm-hmm.
have everything that you need is within you to provide that insight that you need, okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's why I'm being – it's supposed to be a time for you to go within, you know, to really connect with your own counsel.
Okay. Well, you guys validated that for me, because I didn't feel good about it.
But you're making a decision. And that's the good thing. See, that's what I'm getting. You had to make that decision.
Yeah.
Before you called in, and we just helped you to help yourself. You felt
yeah.
that it was a little bit
yeah.
too complicated. And
yeah.
all you had to
yeah.
do was just really, you know, you were able to just really connect with your own guidance, and you listened as well to that your own little voice inside. So we just helped
yeah.
you to help yourself, you know?
Right. I
mean, you yourself made...
I also see, Lena, that you have the ability to create for yourself, and so you don't have to have you don't need to support someone else in what they're doing right now. You need to just create for yourself and move yourself forward, and you know, continue to work towards what makes you feel light and energetic. And that's going to be the music in which you're meant to create, is what makes you feel really, really good. And I see a really white light beam on you, and that you're meant to move towards that passion. It's I'm seeing the word passion. And so move towards that light with passion and create. I don't see that you need others to actually get you along your path. You're doing it on your own. You don't need them. You're going to make it by yourself. So just you do this, okay?
Great. So then you do see success in my creative work.
Definitely. Yes, I do.
All right.
Great. Yes, I do.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I'm getting celebrations. It's going to be, you're going to have a lot of, because you've worked so hard and it's going to go well, and you're going to have a lot of, you know, celebrations in regard to all this beautiful, you know, work that you've done that is a success. And you're surrounded with a beautiful, you know, group of people, you know. So just resonate with your own inner guidance, and you have everything, like I said, that you need within you. And the biggest thing now is that you did make that decision, you know. And this is a time of your career. It's not a, this is a time for you to think about, like, you moving forward as opposed to, like, you know, she and you and, you know, the relationship between you and how is this going to work out. So this is just about you.
Yeah. All right. And also then any collaboration down the road, you don't see that, do you? I don't feel like collaborating with this person, it seems, on any level.
No, we don't see that.
No, I don't get I don't get that either. Absolutely not.
No. Like I said, I see you working on your own. I see you, you know, working with the divine, asking for the gifts that you have to be renewed each and every time you start writing, and, you know, writing songs, producing your own songs, and moving forward with that. I see you really just doing it on your own. This is about you. This is your path. And, yeah, you don't have to drag anybody up with you.
Great. It's not only songwriting that I do. Songwriting is very little. But it's a radio show, and it's acting, and it's a lot. It's just a lot of different things in creative fields.
What? Well, what I see is a beam of light on you, whether it be, you know, the limelight, whether it be God's spirit of light, whether it be, you know, stage lights. I see a beam of light on you, and I don't see a bunch of other people around you. I see you making this path on your own, creating it for yourself with your energy, your beautiful energy. And so you don't need anybody to cling on to you for you to move forward. You just do what you've been doing, and that's where you belong.
Awesome. I've been steadfast on it and focused. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, Lena. And good luck, and let us know how it goes, all right?
Yeah, I will. Thank you. Thanks much.
All right. Thank you.
It's
going to
go
well.
Excellent. We have, yes, just call us back and let us know how well it does go, though. We want to hear back.
Right. All right. Well, DC, we've actually come to the end of our time. I want to thank everybody for coming on and listening to us tonight. Sorry for the little antics in the background, but it does happen. back on one of our last radio shows, there was a farm animal that used to come in all the time. So a little static, I guess, is better than a moo and a baa, which was craziness. So, but we want to
You know, we did have a couple of visitors, Eileen, too, from the other side with the last, you know, caller and things. So I think we're moving beyond the farm animals, and we have relatives that are coming in and they're joining in on the show.
Oh, yeah.
His grandmother kept coming through. Every time you would talk, I would hear her speaking. You know, like she, I felt like she was engrossed in a conversation with you, because every time you would talk, she would answer. I was like, oh, my goodness. So it's really awesome.
Yeah. You never know who's going to show up or who wants to give messages. So we're open to it all, and we are conduits of light and love, that we open ourselves up and allow your messages to come through us to be delivered to you to help each and every one of us out. We ask for ourselves, too. So each and every one of us, we ask for those divine messages, and we hope we're able to be a good telephone connection for you. So thanks for joining us at Angel Antics tonight, and I'll close the show with, I love you. I love you, DC. Good night.
Oh, I love you, too. Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.